Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sashir.
Oh, she's already bobbing and weaving.
Bobbing and a weaving, having a nice time on this beautiful Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing after this?
After this, I have to watch a movie.
No.
I don't. Oh, wait. I don't think I can. We haven't announced. Oh, I don't know.
You don't have to, you have to say it.
I just
it's fine.
I can't.
You don't. It's okay. You can.
There's
keep
a
wraps.
Movie that I have to watch.
It's really just, fine.
It's
I'm not
for something.
For it.
And,
sure. Okay. It's really. I'm really
not.
Dodgy,
I can't really talk about. It, so
it's fine.
Yes. My eyes will be open on a TV.
On a TV.
They'll be open, looking at a TV,
okay.
Consuming a movie.
Got it. All right.
What are you doing after this?
Our friend has pimped out her husband to be a handyman for anyone who needs it. So he's coming over to hang a ton of pictures. And I also got rid of a chair and had to take the door off the hinges. And I didn't want to put it back on the hinges, so he's doing that too. And what else? There's like a lot. At first, I was like, just come over and hang pictures. And now I have a whole list of things that I need him to do, which is very exciting.
That is exciting. It's nice getting shit done in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think, I can't hang a picture.
Yeah.
Little old me, Nicole, this doof. But I now can hang a picture. Are they straight? Kind of. Are they where I want them to actually hang? Sort of. You know? They're on the wall is what I'll say.
And that's the goal.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
I hung a picture over like a, I don't know. It's like a little box on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I measured it enough. I thought I was like, oh, this is good. But now it's like, I didn't put it up high enough.
Hmm.
So now it like rests on the little box and leans forward a little bit. And I'm like, huh, the next earthquake, this thing's coming down. And I could rectify the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But little old me, how do you get a nail out of a wall? Oh, who am I, Bob the Builder? I can't.
You can.
Hmm.
You can use the hammer that you used.
Oh, use the
like back prongs or whatever.
Uh-huh, to,
like,
the legs.
Put the legs on the nail and then you like roll the top part of the hammer on the wall and it's supposed to come right out.
All right, maybe I'll give it a go.
And then the good part is you only have to go slightly higher so the picture will still cover the hole that you had previously. You don't gotta fix that.
You are right. I don't need any spackle.
Mm-mm.
I don't need any paint.
Mm-mm. Just cover it up.
That's all you would need to patch a hole? I don't know. I'm so lost on like DIY TikTok or not TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people be doing shit themselves. And I'm like, what the heck? How do you learn? How do you have a saw at your house? Where do you, went to Home Depot and said, like, get me a saw? And then you knew which one that they were going to sell you to use? What?
I have no desire
to learn any of that or do any of it. I just, no. So there's professionals who can do that. I don't want to do it.
You are right. I do wish that I had it in me to like build a shelf.
Ooh.
Like, imagine how amazing, like I made this shelf.
Yeah. Yeah.
I whittled this.
If I could make a thing, I think I would be proud and be like, I just adjusted these curtains and I'm very proud of them. I just put a different rod up there and it makes the curtains glide better. And I'm like, hell yeah, I did that.
I mean, pat yourself on the back. That's incredible. I tried hanging curtain rods and I failed miserably. There's still a hole in my wall from where I fucked it up.
Damn.
But you know me. I can't be getting that spackle, that paint.
Mm-hmm.
And you need sandpaper.
Sandpaper.
Oh, I guess to sand down the spackle so it's the same level as the wall.
Should I come over and help you guys with your homes?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You just added that whole element we weren't aware of.
Yeah. Sandpaper? Oh, my God.
Where did sandpaper come from? Why would I need that?
I think Home Depot. Depot is anything you need. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. They got hammers and nails and stuff. And then they also have like laundry sauce, you know? Like they have everything. It's wild.
Anything
in your home that Depot has.
Wow. That's pretty accurate. I never thought of it like that. It is really everything in your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy.
They don't have hot food. You know, you got to go out and get the hot. Well, no, they have. That didn't make sense. They have snacks. Because snacks are found in your house. But so is hot food. So I
Yeah. Okay. So it's not everything.
Yeah. Not everything.
But most things.
But yeah, like, it could keep you going for a while.
Also, while I was trying to figure out where pictures go in the house, I still haven't hung your that woven wall hanging that you gave me. But I like it so much. And I was like, but it's so long. And I was like, what wall do I put it on? I think I figured it out. I think I'm going to move a bull's head, one of my bull's heads, and put it like above this door. We'll see. Thankfully, this man's coming over to help figure that out.
It is funny that you're like one of my bull's heads. I hope people listening are like, what the fuck kind of place does she live in?
And this is also like your wall hanging is now one of many macrame things that I have, and I was like, oh, should I move this macrame thing to make room for this other macrame thing?
Listen, when you like something, you like something.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I have a whole herd of giraffes in my house. That doesn't make any sense. I have bronze giraffes in my house. I have a flamingo lamp. None of this makes sense. Yeah, what?
But we like it.
You know what you like and you like it. I have this haunted piggy bank in my house that makes me laugh every time I come home.
It brings me joy too. I do like
you were it. Like, put flowers in the slot. And I did it. And boy, oh boy, does it jazz her up. Her eyes are like quarters, but they're black and they're vacant. And she's a pig, so she's like chunky, and then she's got like decoration on her, and she's just smiling every time I come home. And then my duck next to her, yeah, my house sounds insane. My duck vase next to her looks surprised, so it feels like this haunted pig is scaring my duck. And then, oh boy, you know you got to fill your house with joyful things. It doesn't even have to be that expensive. That pig was free because I took it from somewhere.
This is true. And maybe they're unloading it because it is haunted. They're like, please take this haunted pig from us.
I think she's going to bring me good tidings. I think she's a good haunting. She's too cute to be like a spooky haunting.
Yeah. And maybe she'll be like your protector. She'll haunt intruders and other people that don't belong there.
Yes. Yes, my little piggy.
This little piggy went to hell
and came back to protect Nicole. Oh my God. Speaking of protect, you have to see the beekeeper.
Do I?
Yes. The Beekeeper, starring our very own Jason Statham.
Our very
is,
own.
Yep. Our you didn't know he was ours?
I didn't know.
Okay.
He's the
it is the movie of 2024. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So Jason Statham, I'm not giving anything away, plays a man who is a beekeeper, a literal beekeeper. Mm-hmm. He makes honey. He is also part of a secret society called the Beekeepers. Mm-hmm. And in order to be a beekeeper who's like a killer, I think you actually have to keep bees in real life, which makes zero sense. And then there's a scene where a truck explodes and the only thing not exploded in the truck is a book on bees. Like, the amount of bee stuff in here is so incredible. And then Jason Statham literally being like, I've got to protect the hive, as he's like killing people, was iconic. This wow. man, give him an Oscar. Or at least a People's Choice Award. Come on.
He's the people's step person.
He's so good. I want to meet him so bad. I love him. Also, the last 2 minutes of the movie are just incredible. Wow. And also, Peeta from The Hunger Games is in it.
Okay.
And he's great. Mm-hmm. Minnie Driver. They got Minnie Driver.
They got Minnie Driver.
They got Jeremy Irons.
Wow.
They got Felicia fucking Rashad.
Wow.
Can you believe?
I can't.
The Beekeeper's a star-studded motherfucking cast.
Is there a line in there that like explains like the correlation between bees and everyone in the Beekeeper's society? What?
No.
They're not like just like bees who, I don't know, sting when bothered or like, you know, like. There's nothing.
Well, I mean, they're like bees protect the hive, but there is no correlation as to why the secret society of murderous people called beekeepers, and there's only one at a time. There's and Jason Statham was a beekeeper, and then he retired, and then a crazy lady replaced him, who nobody seems to like.
No.
But no, like they don't explain why the murderous beekeepers are allowed to do the things that they do. They don't explain how they get to the level that they get to. They don't explain why they have to keep actual bees or learn about bees.
That part is very funny to me. Like,
it's great.
Because it's also not like beekeeping is like not time consuming. Like, you have to be a killer and keep bees. It's like, how do you have time?
You make the time. That's what happens. You make the time. And then sometimes you got to leave your bees alone to go avenge things. It's perfect. It's a perfect movie. Some of the plot holes, I said, forgiven, because everything else was so fun. It was like the most fun I've had in a while at a movie. It was just
that's nice.
It was great. God, yeah. Jason Statham. He's for the people.
I guess I'll watch. I'll get into it.
You gotta get into it. I really hope we get another Hobbs and Shaw. I love Jason Statham.
I loved Hobbs and Shaw. I have seen... Yes. None of the Fast and Furious movies, but I did see this one-off and loved it. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was funny. I took you. You were kind of reluctant. And then we left and you're like, that was so much fun. I was like, I know. Fast and the Furious is so fun.
It's so fun.
Gabrus was telling me when he saw Fast X, the film went out. So and then they were like, sorry about that. We're going to start off where the film dropped off, and everyone started chanting start it over. So then they started it over, and then he was like, it was like Rocky Horror where everyone knew what was happening.
Oh.
And then he was like, the minute it got back to where it went out, dead silent.
So like, we gotta know what's happening now.
We have to respect the franchise. And that's what I love about people who like these movies.
That's really, really
they
funny.
Know it's silly, but they're like, but I'm still invested. Oh, and the Beekeeper. I can't say enough about it.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. I don't know the last like big flashy action movie I saw was, I guess maybe Aquaman, but it was not great.
It was Aqua Damn.
Aqua Damn. It was, I mean, I guess because I saw it with my family around Christmas, and we saw the first one years ago when it came out for Christmas, and I guess it just felt right, even though that one I was like, this is also not great. And I was like, I have a feeling this will also still not be great. And I was right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was, there were funnier moments. It did feel like there were like, the least we can do is make you laugh.
My favorite thing about Aquaman was that man's French twist in the ocean. Aquaman's half brother, that little French roll.
Yes.
Come on. That was nice. That reminded me of like grade school. My mom tried to do that for me, and I'd be like, I don't want this.
Ugh. It also was weird because like their hair would just be like, like flowing so much around their head while they're talking in the water. And I was like, I don't know anything about computer graphics or anything like that, but I have seen things in the water. Like Wakanda did it. Like the Wakanda Forever did it. They looked, I believe they were in the water, and it looked really, really good. And yet with the same abilities and technology, we still are able to make movies that look crazy.
It is funny when you see a movie like now and you're like, wait, why don't you guys just try harder? Because I've seen movies now that are in the same location as this one, and it looked better. So yeah. How come y'all didn't try?
What's the difference? What happened?
What is this?
And sometimes it's like time or money. Who knows? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Hard to say what the thing was, but something was up.
It is hard to say. Also, with the first Aquaman, I was like, Nicole Kidman is in this?
She is.
And she be fucking on the land and the sea?
Yeah. And she was fighting in the second one. Like,
oh, was she?
Ting. Was it her? Probably not. But maybe that's where the budget went. It's to create a whole new Nicole Kidman to fight a whale or whatever.
A whale?
I can't remember what it was.
No offense. If Nicole Kidman is fighting a whale, I cannot suspend my disbelief that that tall, thin lady isn't just getting knocked the fuck out. Like, no shade to her. Whale?
She probably wasn't fighting a whale. She is of the ocean. So she probably was like riding a whale and maybe fought a machine. I really can't remember.
Riding a whale and fought a machine. It's interesting. Water movies are interesting. Mm-hmm. So like Avatar, Way of the Water.
Yes.
The first Avatar was not set in the sea.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time with change, but I think that's the genius of James Cameron. So much time passed. Yeah. But I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that the Navis were in trees. Yeah, sure, they're in water now. And I was fine with it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I had trouble with Wakanda Forever because I said, no, these folks are in Africa above water.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the ground with me. And now they're under the water. Uh-huh. I said, no, me, oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It was quite a change.
Yeah. A lot of it was under the water. I didn't finish it, unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should give Wakanda Forever another chance.
I think so. I really enjoyed it.
Mm. Okay.
And I also liked Way of the Water, Avatar. But I was like, now I feel like I'm in an aquarium watching a movie about whales. Like, there was like a good 30 minutes where I was like, I love that they're getting along with all these animals, but like, I don't need to see them swimming and learning about these whales anymore. Like,
guess what? I loved it. When people asked me about it, I was like, there's chunks of the movie where no story is happening.
Yeah.
And people are hugging on whales and being like, this whale just told me a joke. And I loved it because I didn't know what the joke the whale told. But I could use my imagination. Yeah. Imagine it was like, I'm drowning. Just kidding. I'm a whale.
And that is a funny joke. That is, you know what? That's the comedian of the whole herd. And that's not far off from what happened in the movie where they're like, this whale is the poet of the community.
I would love to hear a haiku from a whale. I would pay good money for it.
Yeah.
I just want to know what animals are thinking. Like, what does my dog think?
Yeah.
Is he, like, happy with me? Is he mad sometimes?
That'd be so surprising if he was mad at you, because he seems obsessed with you. He's, like, so happy when you come home, following you around, like, just, like, at your heels. If he was mad, then I'd be like, wow, you're lying.
You're really leading me on, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's happy. I know he wants me to pay more attention to him. But sometimes I just need to like decompress when I get home and I'm not ready to play. Yeah. I just need to sit for like 10 seconds. And then sometimes I'm like, can you give me 10 seconds? And then he'll like mope about it. And then I feel bad. Mm. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's play. And then he's like, well, you don't want to play with me. And I'm like, yes, I do. So then I have to like pick him up and I have to like scratch his little belly and then shake him around a little bit in a kind way. And then we'll play. And then I'm like, I can't believe I had to do all this work to like get you back on my side. But then I'm like, maybe I don't have to do all this work because he's a dog.
But dogs do like...
He does have feelings.
Have feelings. Yeah, you do want him to feel like loved and provided for, etc. Yeah, I wonder if there's some sort of thing you can do when you come home that like appeases him like enough. And then, but does like let him like go away for a minute so you have space? What did you say? Would you teach him to use the dog button? So,
absolutely not. No, no, I don't want him to like become aware that he's a dog. I don't want him to be self-aware that he has no personal autonomy.
Yeah.
Like, imagine discovering I can't leave on my own accord. I also can only communicate via buttons, and I'm solely dependent on this big person who leaves me for hours at a time.
Yeah.
And I love them and I pledge my allegiance to them, but like I'll never be independent.
I wonder for the dogs who can communicate through buttons at home. I wonder what that's like when they go to like the dog park. Are they telling all the other dogs like, "Yo, I'm talking to my person. Are you guys?" And they're like, "No, I didn't get that choice. I don't have these options at home."
I imagine those types of dogs are like people who went to Ivy League, where you know immediately that they went to Harvard. And because you know I went to Harvard, right? Because you know I speak to my human.
Yes.
It's like, we get it, Toot. You speak to your human.
Oh, you guys don't have buttons?
Oh.
No, Toot. We don't have buttons. I don't know why this dog's name is Toot.
It's a good name for a dog. Toot.
Come here, Toot.
That's funny.
Clyde has so many names. I guess not that many. Clyde. Sometimes I call him Kaleida.
Oh.
Sometimes I call him Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I call him Babes.
Yeah.
Okay, he does have a lot of names.
Mm-hmm. Those are all good. And he answers to all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For the most part, outside he listens to Babes more. He doesn't really listen to Babes in the house.
That's funny.
So, come on, Babes. Maybe he's listening to the Come On.
Probably. That makes sense.
He bit my neighbor for like the eighth time.
But,
and before he bit her this time, she said, "I know I'm not supposed to put my hand in little dog's face." And then she put her hand in his face and then he bit her and she went, "Oh no, he bit me." And I was like, "Yup, because you did the thing you said, you know, you shouldn't do."
Yeah, that kind of feels like that's on her.
Yeah.
Even
she's
regardless
going through it, though.
Oh, okay. Now it's even worse. You got bit.
Yeah, I know. Marcy found this cat. Did I tell you this? Marcy found a cat.
Yeah.
I said I would take this cat, but then the cat was like, "Wah!" and it scared me. And then my neighbor was walking, and she has a bunch of pets. So I was like, "Hey, neighbor." I know her name, but I'm not telling you guys. I said, "Hey, neighbor, do you want a cat?" And she goes, "Let me see if it's my cat." And I was like, "Oh, well, it was found not near here." And then she looked at that cat and said, "That's not my cat. My cat died 2 years ago." And then we were all confused.
Certainly wasn't her cat.
No, because the cat's not here anymore. And then Marcy stayed at my house because she was dog sitting. And my neighbor introduced herself to Marcy. And then Marcy said, "Oh, I don't live here. I'm house sitting for Nicole." And then my neighbor said, "Who is Nicole?" Mind you, this lady has knocked on my door at 3 a.m. to give me jewels for a party. She yells my name all the time. She says my name every time we interact. And Marcy would be like, "The girl who lives here?" And she went, "Huh." And that was that.
Wow.
So she's going through it.
Yeah, sounds like she's going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really want to get older.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want my neighbors talking about me on a podcast being like, "She's going through it."
That would suck. But I guess you wouldn't know.
No, unless I stumbled upon my cool, youthful neighbor's podcast. And I was like, "Well, let me see what they're getting into."
Oh, no.
And it's like, "Oh, me."
Talking about me.
Talking about me and how I'm going through it. And it's like, do I confront my new cool neighbors? Like, what do I do?
Well, she don't even know your name, so I don't know.
She sure doesn't. She also has a hole in her roof.
Damn.
She was like, "I was laying in bed, and I looked up, and I saw the sky, and I said, 'That's not good.'" And I was like, "No.
The whole sky?
Not good.
That's a big hole."
It is a big hole, and there's a big old piece of tarp over it.
Oh, no.
And I don't. She was like, "Do you know anyone who can help me with it?" And I was like, "No, I don't." She's having a great time. Sometimes I'll just catch her in trees. She's great.
She's living free.
Living free. You don't have any neighbors like that. You've never had a neighbor like that, have you?
No, thankfully. No. I just met some new neighbors that are very nice and like normal.
Huh, cool. Sounds nice. Must be nice.
Yeah. And then, gosh, I must have a weird neighbor. I mean, when I lived in an apartment, I lived in like, there was two buildings. One was in front of the other. And you had to like go through this tiny driveway to get to the back building. And mm-hmm. I was in the back building. And the window to my living room faced the window of this woman's bedroom. And mm-hmm. she didn't like to close her curtains. So sometimes she would just like come out of the shower and just be all naked in her room.
You were seeing titties?
Yeah. And butt. Like I was seeing everything.
And butt.
Yeah. And like, I was like, it was kind of a conundrum because I was like, should I tell her that this building can see her? And it was also like, she's on a corner. So it was like being behind her, I could see it. And even if you just drove past the window to get to the back house, you could see what was going on. And sometimes she would like walk up to the window fully naked and like close the window. And I'm like, is this a kink? Like, do you want people to see you naked? Because all my curtains are open because this is the living room.
Maybe she did want you to see her. Did she have a nice body?
Yeah.
Well, I guess nobody has a bad body.
Yeah.
Well, what an awful question for me to ask. I can't believe I did that.
But it was a nice
body.
It
was a nice body? A traditionally nice body? Or like,
I guess, yeah, what people would call a traditionally nice body. Sure, yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't think I've had a naked neighbor, but when I lived in an apartment that my friend lives in now, I had a shopping cart war with somebody. So there was a shopping cart in the garage for when you went grocery shopping. You could take everything up in the cart, right to your apartment, bring it back down. Mm-hmm. But my next door neighbor left that cart in front of my door.
Oh.
And I know I didn't do that. Mm-mm. I always bring the cart back because mm-hmm. I do that in the grocery store too. You're not going to catch me pushing it next to my cart for it to roll into somebody else's car. It is not that far to put it back where it belongs.
Tell him.
But my neighbor put it in front of my door. So I pushed it in front of their door. So then they pushed it in front of my door.
Oh.
So when I heard them push it in front of my door, the minute they closed their door, I put it in front of their door. And it was the whole thing. And then they screamed at me. They're like, stop putting it in front of my door. And I was like, stop putting it in front of my door. And I can't remember how it was resolved.
I can't believe it amounted to screaming.
So Sheer, I'll scream at anybody.
I do know this about you.
If you're wrong, I'll let you fucking know.
But like, why did they think that like they thought it was okay for them to put it in front of your door?
I don't know. Maybe they were gonna get to it later.
Yeah.
And they push it in front of my door so they could get in their door. Mm-hmm. But that's when you drag it back in front of your door if you're gonna get to it later.
Yeah.
Don't hinder my ability to leave my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if you open the door? You
fucking
trip right over the basket.
I would be so mad and I would sue.
Yeah, you should.
But who do I sue? My neighbor or my landlord for having the basket in the first place?
I mean, if there's cameras, I guess maybe you could catch the neighbor. That just feels very silly.
It does feel silly to catch a neighbor. It's a new TV show.
I had a neighbor. This person I did really don't like, but older woman, very old, walks in front of my garage, or just walks down the street, but I guess thinks that it's her responsibility to sweep up the leaves on that street.
Mm-hmm.
And my tree leans over the street and she's like complaining about the amount of leaves that the tree produces. Mm-hmm. And like one time I was like leaving and she was like screaming about the tree and how it should be cut down because it creates too much stuff for her to sweep up. And I was just like, well, that's not your responsibility. Like, there are street sweepers. You don't have to, I'm sorry, you don't want to wait for the street sweeper to come, but you don't have to sweep anything. And also, it's a tree and we're outside. Mm-hmm. It's gonna make leaves and they're gonna fall off. And then I caught her on my camera sweeping the leaves and then dumping them in front of my garage. And I happened to be parking one day where she was out there. And I walk up to her and I was like, hi, did you happen to leave a bunch of leaves in front of my garage? And she's like, huh,
no, I don't think so. And I was like, oh, really? And then I showed her the video and I was like, is this you? And she was wearing the exact same shirt in the video as she was wearing on the street that day. And she was like, huh, I guess I could see how you would think that was me, but I don't think that's me. And I was like, you're sure? Because that really looks like you. And she's like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, okay, well, just so you know, that's a camera. And I can see everything that's happening out here. So maybe don't do that again. And she's like, oh, well, I'll make sure to tell whoever that is.
It wasn't me, but I'll tell whoever it is that they shouldn't be doing that. Oh, that's and then, very funny.
But it hasn't happened since. So I guess the message got to her.
Yeah, because you fucking caught her.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wild. I am often, okay, I think I behave well, but like, what if I get caught on like a hidden camera show?
Oh, no.
Do you ever think about that?
I actually don't. It doesn't ever really cross my mind. Well, I guess I'm not often behaving badly, so I guess I'm not thinking about what if I get caught.
Well, I feel like wacky things are always happening to me. And I'm like, is this a TV show? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Sometimes in serious situations, I have to like pray to God to be like, can something weird not happen? I don't think the other people will like that. Weird shit just follows me.
Yeah. This is true.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
You ever watch clips of To Catch a Predator?
I haven't in a very long time.
They're so wild to me. Mm-hmm. Like truly astounding. Cause if I'm trying to get some kid, I'm not going to their house. I'm making them meet me at a park. Like
But why have you thought about why have you thought this out? If it were me.
Because I was watching one of these videos and I was like, what in God's, why would you go to a house?
It is rather stupid because it's like, you know, their parents live there too.
Yes.
So like the risk is so high.
Right?
They like, even if it wasn't Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Their parents could be there or a sister or like
George Lewis, the dad of one of these children.
Yeah, George Lewis. Or even just. Everyone has like some people have security systems. What if you just get caught on the Ring camera walking into this house? Like, what?
Yeah. And then you're taking a walk later around the neighborhood, and then your neighbor comes up to you and goes, hey, were you in my house trying to get my kid?
They're like,
you're wearing
no.
the same shirt.
No, I'll tell the person not to do that again. That's crazy.
I just think it's so wild.
Yeah. It's pretty dumb.
Right?
But I guess they're just so horny.
That can't be.
They're blinded.
God,
their logic
so
is blinded.
Dumb.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is it real? Or is it like maybe scripted like a lot of reality television is?
Because is it even still on? I feel like that show is so popular. If I was a pedophile, I'd be like, I don't want to risk that.
Yeah, I'm not going to someone's house. What if Chris Hansen's there?
Are new people getting caught still?
I think so. For whatever reason, it came up on my Explore page on Instagram.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh no.
This is what I found.
Okay.
It ended in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So wild.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, what does a kid have to say to you that's interesting?
I don't think they're interested in conversation. Oh, they're like, wow, we have so much in common. I don't think they're trying to date this kid. I think they're just.
You know what? I think you're right. And I didn't really think of it like that. I was really like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, what you learned in, like, what color Legos you have? Like, I don't care. Like, that's crazy.
They don't either. I don't think that's the goal.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we answer queries of the world?
Let's answer some queries of the world.
Also, we didn't talk about the Willy Wonka. I know this is going to come out weeks later, but it made me laugh so hard. I
think the AI thing? Yes.
Yeah, that they sold tickets. And then there was just like a sad little Oompa Loompa and like a ball pit with like nothing in it. And then I saw, it was like on Instagram or something. It was like, if they sold tickets for this now, it would sell out.
Yeah, because it's like funny.
It's so funny.
But also, I saw a comment that was like, if you fell for this bad AI, mm-hmm. Like, if you thought that was actually what it was going to look like and you bought tickets, I don't feel bad for you.
I mean, it did look like AI.
It looked
like $44.
That's really funny.
Oh my God.
Someone called the cops. Like, what do you expect the cops to do?
Hello, officer. This Wonka land is not good.
I've been scammed. Arrest them.
I think they did have to refund everybody's money. But I genuinely think it's funny that this is going to happen more and more often. Like, yeah. People need to, what is it? Not cognitive dissonance. It's like critical thinking.
Yes.
Like, if something looks like too good, it probably is too good.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. Let's help somebody.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. My name's Tony and I have a question and a query. So I have a case of a stinky girl at my work, and I'm wondering how we go about telling her she's stinky and it's bad, because this has been going on for a while and it seems to be only getting worse, and me and my coworkers are all very aware of this, and it sucks because we're trapped in like a 10-foot box because we're barista, so we're behind this counter, and it gets very hot, and it gets very bad, and we're all very close, and it's gotten really pungent, and you walk past her, and it not only is smelly, it, like, waters your eyes, and it's bad. So we found out that she doesn't necessarily use deodorant that well yet, so, and we also found out she doesn't really smell either. Like, she doesn't have this sense of smell, I guess, because one of our other coworkers wears an abundance of perfume, and we brought that up to her, and she goes, I don't smell it. So we're like, oh, so she's obviously not aware of it. How do we go about telling her in a nice way that isn't rude, because she's kind of sensitive, and we don't want to be mean? We don't want to be mean to someone about, like, hey, you're stinky. We don't want that. But so how do you go about this? We thought about when it was Christmas time doing a Secret Santa and putting deodorant in their apron or something, but we went against that because that would be bullying and we don't want to be bullies. But so any options will help anyone. Thank you guys so much for being funny and amazing. So yeah, thank you so much.
I love the curious case of the stinky coworker. It sounds like a Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Nancy Drew, the curious case of the stinky coworker. Well, she doesn't have a sense of smell, so she's not smelling that she's funky.
Yeah.
I truly think you can pull her aside and be like, hey, I know you can't smell things, but body odor is like, it's a thing that happens, you know, when you get older. And I just want you to know you're a little ripe. So maybe if you start using deodorant, that might help with it. No shade. Yeah. You can't smell, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you can use all the information you have gathered. Like, hey, I noticed you couldn't smell this lady's perfume. So it makes me feel like you can't smell. And also, I heard that you don't use deodorant. That's cool. I understand people not wanting to use deodorant. But maybe you're not aware that, you know, we all can smell you. And if that's the thing you don't want, there's other alternative. There's like this like powder. I forgot what it's called, but there's like a powder you can put on that's like not, it doesn't have like parabens and or aluminum. If the reason she's not using deodorant is because she's like au naturel and doesn't want to like have chemicals go inside of her, there are options. So yeah, I think as long as you're saying it in a helpful way, hopefully it'll be heard. And
yeah,
because worst case scenario, she'll be embarrassed. But I would hope she's not gonna be mad, because if someone told me like you smell, I would want to work on it immediately, because I that's embarrassing and I wouldn't want that to be the case.
And I think that's, just talk to her.
Then
be like, also, I like you as a person. This is nothing personal. It's just a little funky. And then if she doesn't change, carry around some Bath and Body Works and just spray her while her back is turned.
That is bullying.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
If she doesn't change?
I mean, it's up to her to change if she wants to.
But y'all gotta work with her, and she's stankin'.
Yeah, I guess it's. Well, I don't know. If it's like a thing where
and
it's
she
like,
can't smell, spritz her up.
Is it like? Is it crazy to if you bring it up, and she doesn't change, and it's like a thing where it's like affecting the other coworkers? Is it crazy to get the boss involved? Like, be like, hey, we approached this person already, and it's like, you know, our nose hairs are burning and it's like uncomfortable for us to be around her at work. And she won't do anything about it. In fact, she pushed me down the stairs when I told her.
Well, I wonder if like corporations have things in place for stinky people. Probably not.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's like an HR thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably a basic like you should like have good hygiene thing, but maybe not. I actually have no idea.
Yeah, I guess if she doesn't change her stinky ways, don't spray her, don't hit her with the moonlit path, but the path you should take is to the manager and tell her, be like, hey girl, since we still be stankin', I gotta talk to Lynette about this.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry to do that to you, but Lynette has to like step in and get involved, and I don't know what that's gonna entail. But we gotta
is such an HR name. Like Lynette definitely is the person you need to talk to.
Lynette right now is sifting through emails about stinky people and people not showing up on time, being like,
Yeah.
Ooh, Jordan says there are food service protocol and scent hygiene is a major topic. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, if she doesn't change, get Lynette involved and she can pull out a book or something.
Solved.
When I worked at Lane Bryant, we had this like insane dress code and it was like an arbitrary one. Like I was wearing something that was too tight once and they were like, that's against dress code. And I was like, but why? And they're like, it's too tight, too revealing. And I was like, oh, do you think I'm revealing to the other fat customers that I'm fat? Because I was so confused. I was like, revealing to who? Titties aren't out. It's just skin tight.
That's weird.
It was wild. But I guess they didn't want the Lane Bryant shoppers to know that fat people also worked there.
God. Yeah, it wouldn't really make sense.
Right? Because it, like, I don't, you know me, my titties are never out. My butt is never out. It was just very, very tight.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, my manager's name was Judith. No shade to Judith's, but this lady, not great. And she was like, Nicole, that's too tight. That's against dress code. And I was like, but can you tell me why? And she was like, it's inappropriate. I was like, this is a turtleneck. Mm. It's a turtle. It was like a turtleneck, like onesie legging thing with like a belt on. And it was just so bizarre.
I'm sure that was her own thing, like her own insecurities that she's putting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you're wearing a turtleneck. It's not inappropriate.
Yeah. No, it was just tight. And I got little titties and a fat ass, and I want to show it off.
Yes. Show off those goods.
I know we have to end this episode, but I just tried to do a bra fit. Mm-hmm. And so I did it. I followed this thing online. I did the measurements. I put it into a calculator, and it told me I'm a 44 double D.
A double D?
I'm not a double D.
No, I don't think you're a double D.
And I don't understand why these bra calculators keep telling me I'm a double D.
They're horrible, the calculators. They're so bad. I just did one also, funny enough, Nicole, and mine was like, you're a 42 triple G. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Whoa. Interesting.
Triple G?
Hmm.
And where's the bra place? Jordan, I don't know your titty sitch. And or your back sitch, but I got a wide back, tiny titties, according to this lady in New York, who really crushed my heart and really scarred me. But where is the bra store for the wide back, tiny titty crew? I feel like there's stores for big old honking titties and little backs and big backs and big titties. But where are the little titty big back bitches supposed to be going?
That's a really good question.
You know,
listeners, if you know, let us know.
Yeah, let me know where someone specializes in big backs and tiny titties.
Big back, tiny titties.
Big back, tiny titty. That's the way I like to party.
I mean, not to bring up, and I really love that you call it lame giant, but like growing up with having, because I think I just remeasured myself and I should be like a 42D or like triple D.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always taught to like go to Torrid or Lane Bryant. And I just, they're so expensive and I don't want to go there. Also, to add on to the, with Lane Bryant sharing what you shouldn't wear, I one time worked at a company where the HR was so bad that they had to send out a like wide company email. There's maybe like 500 employees here. And they sent out the email being like, this is what you cannot wear to work. And I'm not even joking. They attached pictures that were so pornographic that they were like, you cannot wear these leggings. And it's like some girl like bending over. You can see the underwear through it. And I'm like, what's happening? And to be fair, the company was primarily like 80% men. And I remember being in a meeting and they were like, well, we love that the HR are sending out porn to us. And I was like, I can't work here anymore. I cannot do this.
No, get out. Wild.
I guess maybe they were like, well, these dummies don't know what we're talking about. Let's show them.
Let's show these dumb men. And they were like, oh, shit. Porn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so wild. We had at Lane Bryant, they wanted us to wear like casual workwear. And I was like, guys, this is retail where I'm on my feet for 8 hours to 10 hours a day. What do you mean you want me in a kit and heel and a suit?
Mm-mm.
To sell jeans?
Yeah, it's also like the wear you're selling is casual.
Mm-hmm.
And
you weren't allowed to wear sneakers.
That sucks.
But I did wear almost every day
my flat Peter Pan slouchy boots, which I just found a pair because I went so deeply out of style.
Yeah.
But I found a pair. They're coming from Italy.
Oh. Well, well, well. Some Italian Peter Pan boots.
Some Italian Peter Pan boots. I also found gold ones with a little kitten heel. They look disgusting. It's like cracked leather. They're nasty. I squealed like a little piglet last night. I was like, oink, oink, oink. And I was like, ship them on over. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see them.
Oh my God. Because you better believe I bought some rompers and I'm going to wear my Peter Pan boots with my rompers.
Oh God.
Girl. Girl, I'm about to look nasty. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Also, happened to be in a Nordstrom Rack yesterday. Happened to be. I don't even know how I got there.
I blacked out, woke up in a Nordstrom.
Kind of. And I woke up with my feet in some 9.5 shoes. I'm usually an 11. But whoa, my feet slid into these denim, glittered, buckled mules. They're nasty. I can't wait to wear them.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely in like the comeback of the 2000s fashion.
I'm here for it.
Well, if you are here for some questions or queries, or if you want to send us where any wide back, tiny titty people can get bras, you can email NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com or call or text or send a voice note to 424-645-7003.
And if you know how I landed in a Nordstrom Rack last night, we also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We also have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, if you like Nordstrom Rack, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us. Not Nordstrom Rack. It's the easiest way to support this show.
They're not sponsoring us, but get to Nordstrom Rack.
Goodbye from you and yours from Nordstrom Rack.
Bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact, with semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.